A satellite is shown at a height r above the Earth. The velocity for circular orbit for this radius of 2 r is 5.577 km per second. If projected with this velocity at right angles to the line joining it to the center of the Earth, it will go into a circular orbit. The time of revolution for this orbit is 240 minutes. When projected with same velocity at an angle of 60 degrees to the line joining it to the center of the Earth, it goes into an elliptical orbit. Closest distance of the satellite perigee is equal to the radius of the Earth, and the farthest distance, that is distance to the apogee, is 3 r from the center of the Earth. Notice that the time period now is same as earlier. The same major axis of the ellipse is 2 r, which is the same as the radius of the circular orbit earlier. Time of revolution and energy depend only on the same major axis and not on eccentricity. If instead the projection angle is 90 degrees but velocity is less than that required for a circular orbit, it goes into an elliptical orbit with the point of projection as apogee. In this case, the projection angle is still 90 degrees but velocity is greater than that required for a circular orbit, and it's now an elliptical orbit with the point projection as the perigee. This would be catastrophic. Velocity of projection is correct for a circular orbit of radius 2 r, but angle of projection is improper. The satellite crashed into the Earth in this case.